In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, I would like, with your permission, to pick up the lighter note struck by the distinguished delegate of the UAR and illustrate the importance of OPEC's in the context of the existing technical assistance given by the United Nations in the form of a story, which I heard recently. Mr. Chairman, I must state that I cannot vouch for the truth of this story. It appears that a certain underdeveloped country decided to improve animal husbandry in its country. And the government of that country made a request to the FAO for the services of a bull of good stock and breed. The FAO considered this project very carefully, decided to treat it as a pilot project, and sent across a bull of good breed and stock. The government of the country received this bull, took it to a specially selected cattle farm, where there were specially selected cows, and the bull was allowed to graze in the farm. A few weeks went by, Mr. Chairman, there were no developments. So the government sent a telegram to the FAO and pointed out that nothing has happened. And FAO cabled back, asked the government to have patience as these things take time. But still, Mr. Chairman, weeks went by and nothing happened. And in this country, there were people who could talk the cattle language. We know in some countries they talk animal languages. So the government sent to one of these cattle language speakers and said, go and ask the bull what's wrong. Something must be wrong. So this cattle language speaker went to the bull and asked him, spoke to the bull, came back and told the government authorities, well, sir, the bull says he's a UN bull and can only serve in an advisory capacity. I thank you, sir.